Tantor Audio presents Hitler's First Victims, The Quest for Justice, by Timothy W. Ryback, narrated by Derek Perkins. How are such things possible in a country that was once so orderly, that once belonged to the leading cultural nations of our era, and that, according to its constitution, is a free, democratic republic? E.J. Gumbel, 4 years of political murder. Prelude to Justice. On the afternoon of Wednesday, December 19, 1945, shortly after the midday recess, Major Warren F. Farr, a Harvard-educated lawyer, took the podium before the International Military Tribunal in Nuremberg to make a case for applying the dubious legal concept of collective guilt. The assistant trial counsel of the American prosecution team intended to prove, he told the tribunal, that the Schutzstaffel, Adolf Hitler's black-uniformed protection squads, was a criminal organization, and that its members should be held collectively responsible for the myriad atrocities perpetrated in its name. During the past few weeks, the tribunal has heard evidence of the conspirators' criminal program for aggressive war, for concentration camps, for the extermination of the Jews, for enslavement of foreign labor and illegal use of prisoners of war, for deportation and Germanization of conquered territories, Major Farr crisply reprised. Through all this evidence, the name of the SS ran like a thread. Again and again, throughout his discourse, Farr jabbed the air with his pencil. That organization and its components were referred to. It is my purpose to show why it performed a responsible role in every one of these criminal acts.